What is up, dreamers?
Boom, boom, boom! Let me hear say, "Will, will."
That is some old school 90s.
Bring it back.
It is Wednesday, the 2nd of February, and this is the 6th episode of Get Lucid,
the podcast all about lucid dreaming. I'm here with the memorable Thomas Smith. How's it going?
Hello. Oh, it's going beautiful. It's going great.
Cracking out the old beautiful already. How's it going this week? You feeling good? You feeling great?
I'm feeling lovely. Ooh. I'm keen for this podcast.
I'm pretty keen. We've got a lot to talk about this week. It's quite ridiculous. Mainly because I became massively lucid rather than just having my usual one-stop shop, like 2-minute lucid. Like, it was actually a mental lucidity experience. But I'll let you go on about your stuff first. So what's happened for you this week? Anything good?
Nothing. End of the show.
Well, you just put a massive damp there.
No, I'm joking. No, actually, to be fair, nothing has happened this week until last night.
Oh, that was lucky.
I had about a chain of 4 lucid dreams.
4?
Yeah. One of them sexual.
So. Oh.
I got laid, yeah. Well, not really but we'll go into detail later.
You just got it. You got it in your mind.
Lovely.
Well, at least I got properly lucid. That's what I'm really chuffed because...
You got deep in the lucid valley this time. Whereas before, you're just sort of like in a lucid dream and then woke up.
Yeah. And now I've been penetrated deep. I've been cut.
Oh. Right up to the balls.
Felt that pubic grind. It was amazing. Basically, I've been doing my dream journal pretty heavily for the past, you know, couple of weeks. And it's awesome. I've been really, really involved with it. I'm loving it. But finally, that paid off. And I really do think that's actually a critical part to it. So people that are like, oh, I can't bother to do my dream journal and all that shit, just do it, because I really do think it's actually what got me lucid at the end of it. Because I started remembering stuff, and then you realise, you know, I had so many false awakenings that I just kind of was all over the place, and I remembered them, and I woke up and I'd be like, shit, that was a dream. And then I'd wake up again and I'd be like, oh my God, that was a dream. And then I'd be lucid. it was quite
obtain your lucidity then?
Well, the first one last week, was, if I remember, was from a false awakening. So what happened is I woke up in my bed and my sister walked in and she had 2 cups of coffee in her hand. And I was like, and she like burst through the door. I checked my clock, right? And you know, we always say that, like, there's a reality test where if you look at a digital clock or a watch, it'll be all off and fucked up. I checked it. I was like, oh, it's 3:44 in the morning. What are you doing coming in here with
a coffee as well?
Yeah, 2 coffees. She was like, I thought you might want a coffee. What, 3:40? Get out. I'm trying to sleep, right?
I don't even drink tea at that sort of time.
And that's a surprise, because you are a tea monster. So like... Yeah. I bolted upright and was like, right, I'm not going to be able to go back to sleep now. This is silly, because she's ruined my night in bed. It was 3:44. I get up at 5:15 in the morning anyway, so I was like, fuck it, I might as well just get up. So I got up, got ready for work, and I put my shoes on. Couldn't find my normal shoes. Was like, oh, I can't find them. Fuck it, I'm just going to have to go with these ones. They'll have to just take it. And I walked upstairs. I was like, right, I might as well have a little nap before bed now. I'm in my work clothes, I might as well lie down.
What, with your shoes on?
Yeah, like have a lie down, like close your eyes for a bit. And I walked upstairs and I was like, oh, better check for reality. And I was like, I did the nose test where you hold your nose and close your mouth and breathe. I was like, hang on a sec, I'm fucking dreaming. And I woke up, right? I woke up and I was like, oh, what the hell? Like, that was weird, because I really genuinely thought it was real life.
Yeah.
And I woke up and I was like, fuck, man. I went back to sleep. So technically I did the wake back to bed method, because I woke up, was like, oh my God, that was amazing. Wrote down the dream and went back to sleep, right? Obviously it wasn't as long as normal, because I was so like, couldn't believe how real that was. I think it sparked me to become lucid in the next dream. And the next dream, I was like, I saw loads of my old like girlfriends and stuff like that. And I saw, I was like walking around a park that I used to hang around.
What, you saw Barry?
Yeah, I saw Barry. She's having a,
she's having a baby, is she?
Finally, we all knew it. Yeah, so I like, I saw like a load of my old girlfriends from school all the way up to like now, and it was really, really weird. And and then I was walking back home from this park that like I spent loads of time at my childhood. For anyone that's in the area, Oaklands Park, lovely place. And so
high rape prime in there.
It's got a high rape percentile. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
I was hoping so, because otherwise I would have looked well foolish just talking about rape percentile. I actually heard that some guy got bummed there, but I think that was a massive lie.
You don't know if it was rape. He might have just been doing it for a laugh.
I don't know. I think he might have gone around telling everyone it was, but really, deep down, he
he knew it was a rape.
Yeah, he knew it.
So. Oh, I had a good old laugh the other night. Yeah, bum someone. Sure it weren't rape? Nah, don't be silly. No, just having a chat. Got in the bushes. Pulled down my trousers.
He was trembling a bit. Quite a lot. He pissed.
All in a day's work, eh?
My goodness me. I've completely lost my train of thought again.
You were talking about...
this dream. So I was walking home, right? And some little hot like Asian girl like ran up to me and like jumped on me. And like, I was like... and, like, acted as if I, like, really knew her. Or, like, she was one of my ex-girlfriends when she really wasn't. And I was like, who are you? And she was like, oh, I'm... I can't remember her name.
Could have been Barry after the sex change.
Could have been. Her face was a bit spotty, actually. I remember that. Like, it had foundation on it. I was like, oh. And I was like, I don't normally go for girls like that. And I was like, I do not know who you are. So I kind of was like, is this a dream? Because I don't know who you are, love.
And then I was like, you get Asian girls just running up to you and groping you.
I did the test. I was like, oh my God, I am in a dream. I was like, oh, sweet. Well, what now? And
it continued with the Asian. And
No, because it just faded. Her. That dream faded and it went black. And I was like, oh shit, I'm going to wake up. Started rubbing my hands. I was like, oh, come on. And then I woke up in my like parents' old bedroom from my old house. I was like, what the fuck is this? Couldn't shut the door for some reason. Just wouldn't shut. It's well annoying. I was trying to shut it so I could magic up a woman. And I genuinely did try and magic a woman, and I couldn't magic one up there. I was like closing my eyes, imagining a woman being on the bed, like, magic, abracadabra. Like,
oh dear, that would be the best Paul Daniels magic trick of the century.
The hot woman. Didn't hasn't he got?
You didn't even get. Didn't even get a mediocre one. You got nothing.
I got. Well, I was going for like a famous woman at first. I was like, I can't. Who did I say it was? It was someone well fit and well famous, right? I can't remember who.
So you set your standards high to start with.
I was like, right, yeah, let's get this woman. And then eventually she wasn't getting magic there. I was like, well, this is shit. I was like, well, anyone will do. Closing my eyes, like, anyone, any woman.
And then, like, any woman. Yeah. What if your mum turned up?
Well, then I'd leave her, obviously. But, yeah.
You'd have to leave it, really, wouldn't you?
What else am I going to do? I'm not an...
Change it? I don't know what you could do with that.
Change it.
If your subconscious could, and you wanted a fit woman, and all it conjured up was your mum, I'd just wake up and be disappointed in myself.
And probably
that's appalling.
I'd probably just go out and kill myself.
Go out and sign up to an online dating course.
eHarmony.com. Plug in the eHarmony. I'm now a member. You can find Get Lucid on eHarmony.com. Lucid dating. Yeah, so that's how I got lucid this week. I had a load more false awakenings and a load more lucid dreams, but seeing that I've already opened the box of sexual activity within a lucid dream, we might as well go into your little
thing. You didn't really open it. You sort of tried it,
but nothing came of it. Yeah, it was locked, and I didn't have the lock picking key.
Couldn't even get laid in a lucid dream.
Nope.
You've got no hope.
Nope. Couldn't, just...
The girls are frigid in a dream world for you.
Yeah, well, they just don't even exist in a dream world. I tried my hardest. Nothing came into that bed. I was very upset. But
it's like what I would do in that sort of situation. You know, conjuring up women, I don't really have a problem with that in lucid dreams.
I thought you were going to say, in that position, you would have just woke up and had a wank and cried. Really upset.
Yeah, but that's what you do after most lucid dreams, isn't it?
No.
So... What I would do, if I was like horny as hell and I was like, right, you know, could do this cool stuff like find my higher self or speak to my subconscious, but I just want to shag something.
Yeah.
I would literally, if you couldn't, you know, abracadabra a woman, all I'd do is like find a door and just be like, behind this door, there'll be a tasty woman. Open it and there usually be one there, or there'll be a load of them there. That usually works. Like, you don't really have to force it. You just think there'll be a woman behind that door. Open it and it'll be there.
To be honest, I wasn't really thinking about that. I was like, yeah, lucid. Now let's magic a woman up. That was basically what went through my mind.
That's a good technique if you want to get something, though. Just open the door and expect it to be there when you open it.
You see, I closed the door. There was a door and it had a jumper on it and it wouldn't close properly. So I had to pull the jumper down and close the door. And then I started the magic.
Yeah, but you could have, in a lucid dream, just created some energy thing and fired it at the door and it would just blown up and then just be like 50 women there just like, oh, Joseph, come here.
If I can't invent...
You got nothing.
If I can't get a woman... Open the door. If I can't get a woman, in like magic a woman in a dream, do you really think I'm going to be able to magic a magical energy blaster from thousands of years in the future and charge it up and fire it at the door? I don't think I'd be able to do that.
If you can't visualise a woman,
I'm definitely not visualising that, no. And the annoying thing is, I know my visualisation's actually quite good. I just think...
They're amazing.
I think I can't...
I've seen some of the difference. They're messed up.
Well, I just think I can't transfer it into a lucid dream properly yet. But, you know, I'll get there. I've only had... That's my second proper one. Like, the others were lucid dreams, but this one was, like, a long, longish period.
This is a good topic, actually, like... Okay, say you're lucid, you know, people are just starting to get lucid and they want to do specific things.
Yeah, that's
like you
true.
Fuck someone. You could, you might be lucid, but you might not have a clue how to do anything.
Yeah.
Basically, I found the best technique is just know you can do anything.
Well, I kind of expected that I could do it and it still didn't work. I had no doubt in my mind that this woman was going to be magic and I was so disappointed it wasn't there. So disappointed.
Because let's talk about what happened to me lucidly then.
All right, and then we'll go into, you know, like talking about how stuff's you know, how your intent.
We're talking about how we're going to structure the podcast on the actual podcast.
Well, yeah.
I like this.
I'm just doing it as we go.
Pre-planning as we go.
Pre-planning
right.
And rolling.
Well, basically, I had nothing happen to me all week. I had a little bit of a taste of a wild, but nothing really happened. But like...
Cheeky dip. Cheeky
dip. Well, not even a dip. It was sort of like a... just smelt it and woke up. Oh, lucid. Oh, awake. Yeah.
What is that scent?
Yeah, so that's what happened to me. I scented it. But then last night, I basically just got a massive bowl of it and just gorged on it like an obese cow. I just went nuts on it. Just ate it all out.
I don't think I've ever seen an obese cow.
No. Probably one in... I'm going to do a massive cane, but there's probably one in America somewhere, so... or if that's before it's been chopped up to be put in a burger,
well,
I don't know.
How many more countries are we going to tick off the list?
I'm trying to do them all as we...
We might as well. Fuck it.
Yeah. Finland. Have we mentioned Finland?
Nah. Yeah. Are they worth mentioning?
Nah, don't
there we
think
go.
So.
Now we've took them off the list.
Oh my god!
Anyone else?
No, we love you, Finland. Honestly, keep up the good work.
I only know one Finnish word. I'm not gonna pronounce. I'm not gonna say it on air. Because
what's that? Pointless.
No, it's. I'm not even gonna try and pronounce it because I will sound like an idiot. Even
well, don't
more.
Bring it up then. That's like saying I know how to speak French, but.
But you don't.
I don't. So
I don't know that word. Right. What were we talking about? We were talking about this new sexual experience of yours that you had. We were just about to go into it.
I'll describe my lucidity.
All right.
I've been talking to you about this personally, but we've only been doing... What show number shows this? Number
episode
six.
Episode 6, my friend. That's six whole weeks.
Ah, blimey. Six senses, six episodes.
Six slices in six segments in a Terry chocolate orange.
That's half a chocolate orange, that is. Someone's been nibbling it.
It's Dawn French, man. She's come. She's lucid in my dream. Mate, if I'd have imagined Dawn French, I probably would have just dissolved myself. Would you?
I would have fucked Dawn French. No problem.
Yeah, I suppose because she's
famous. That's why I can't drop many women. Your stands are too high.
Yeah, but she's a bit, she's like Jabba the Hutt of women. But funny? Yeah, but if Jabba the Hutt's funny.
She's a bit funny, so.
Yeah, but she can't be laughing that hard when you're fucking her.
Yeah, you probably can't hear it over the munching down of like a Twix and a lion bar.
She is a lion of food. Oh my goodness me. So yeah, so no, what was this experience then?
Yeah, okay, so when I was talking to you on the phone, basically, I haven't been getting as lucid as I usually do, and I think it's because I've been spreading myself too thin.
Yeah.
I've been reading like Tibetan dream yoga and focusing on,
been doing the old astral projection.
Trying to do astral projection and stuff. And like, we're basically, me and Joe, well, especially me, I'm trying to run before I can walk. I mean, I've only just started getting into lucid dreaming. I'm trying to do astral projection, deep meditation, like conscious awareness and all this stuff. When basically, just focus on one thing. So I've basically started reading Stephen LeBerg's book again from the beginning. And I've started already understanding a lot more of the stuff I'm talking about due to my previous experience. So what I said to myself is, next time I'm lucid, instead of like trying to find my higher self or like, do something like sort of more serious, I was like, I'm just going to go nuts. And that's exactly what I did. This time I got lucid, I got into the dream. And the funny thing is, the point when you're questioning if you're dreaming or not, you still might be sure that you're not.
Yeah.
And I was, at the time, I was in a dream scene and this bloke was offering me a job and I was writing my contact details down on a bit of paper.
Well, it's got to be a dream if you're being offered a job.
Well, it was like just lifting up buckets of shit. So it weren't exactly my dream job, but...
Well, it was in your dream, so technically it was.
Anyway, I was writing it out and I couldn't write it down. The pen was going everywhere and like it was just really difficult to write because, writing's quite unstable in a dream. And I was like, this could be a dream. And I was like, hang on a sec, mate, because I didn't want to be rude in case it wasn't.
Really?
I went round the side at the back and I was like, I'm just going to check my hands. I was like, oh, this is a fucking dream. I went back round. I was like, yeah, don't worry about it. I'll see you later, mate. Flew off. Went nuts. And that was sort of that dream. I woke up. I had a series of micro awakenings. I woke up, fell back to sleep, and I sort of started realising that I was in a dream immediately without having to do anything. And one of the scenes was I saw this bloke and I was like, you know what, I'm just up for having like a sort of Matrix style fight.
Right.
Because I said to myself, just go nuts, don't worry about doing anything serious. And I was like, mate, let's have a fight. Well, I didn't even say it. I think I sort of intended to have a fight and he just started coming at me.
Right.
And I was just like, yeah, let's do it. And I whacked out like a sword. So I tried to like have a sword fight with this bloke. And then he was like chasing me and I was like, oh shit, he might actually hit me. So I just felt so in control and I was just like, right, I'm just going to freeze you. And I just freezed him, but it didn't exactly freeze him. He sort of just started running slowly in slow motion. And I was just walking around like, wait, can't do nothing, mate. Flew off, got a machine gun out. This is ridiculous. And I started shooting at him and he shot at me, but none of us were getting killed. It was just an endless like volley of machine gun fire.
Right.
And then I ran in a door and I ran into a pitch black door and then I went into another dream scene, but I immediately lost lucidity.
Right.
And I woke up and I remember being in another dream. So yeah, you can be lucid, vividly aware. Something will happen. You'll go into another dream scene.
And you'll lose it.
You can lose it. Because I woke up after that. I remembered my lucidity spell.
Yeah.
But then I remembered that I was in this weird scene. And I think I was actually talking about lucid dreaming in the dream. I wasn't lucid afterwards, which is quite funny. Then I had another lucid dream.
This is a barrage of lucid dreams.
It was a barrage, yeah. I think it was making up for my lost time because I didn't have any. And it was like, bang!
16!
Yeah, this one, I was sort of walked into a door. And I don't know what happened. I think I was just like, this is a dream. I was like, yeah, I'm in a dream. And there was like, quite a few people in there. And the room just went silent. And then someone just ran up the stairs. And it was my mum. And like, she didn't say anything. She just looked at me. And it was just like a look of like...
disappointment.
Oh, fucking hell, he's lucid again. He's fucking lucid again. He's going to cause havoc. And then I did, basically. I walked around. I was sort of exploring the lucid world. I was opening doors and stuff. And like... I really like mirrors in a lucid dream. Because they can be really unstable. And I was just mucking about with... mirrors and stuff and like touching mirrors and shit, sort of like what they do in the Matrix, when you touch it, it's like all on his finger and stuff. And then I walked downstairs, and this is the sexual bit. I saw this bird And I was like, in a lucid dream, I feel so confident now. I was like, I'm not even going to say anything. I literally walked up to her and grabbed her hand, and she was sitting down and took her over to like a quiet corner. And I was like, I just started getting with her. What do you say in America? Is it getting with?
I don't know.
Off with her, started snogging, kissing her, whatever. And I was
making
like,
out. There you go.
Making out big time. I was like, and I said to her, look, love, I'm going to wake up soon. So can you just wank me off, toss me off?
No, what?
So I got her to wank me off whilst I was getting with her, and then I woke up. So that was my, it included machine gun fire, I was flying. Oh, also, I was lucid in another dream and I climbed a mountain. I was flying about, shooting stuff, but got wanked off. It was great. I loved
that
it.
I
really indulged myself this time.
That is quite an indulgement. Imagine you're not 20 stone of lucid by now.
It basically proves you, like, this is just for people that don't really understand the concept of lucid dreaming. You can do fucking anything.
Yeah.
I was flying about. I did a bit of a mountain. I sort of slowed down time. I got wanked off. Shot a machine gun. Had a stall fight.
Absolutely outrageous.
Yeah. And then I woke up and I was like,
sounds like a film of some sort.
If that was a film, what would the plot be? Some mentalist.
Well, it doesn't matter, does it? It would just be so entertaining, you wouldn't even care. Just be like, so bang, 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 bang. Oh, cheeky bang. Like, you just wouldn't care about it.
Plot.
At least you had a better time than I did in mine, because mine were just all weird. Because it was my first time, I was struggling with control.
You a woman.
No, well, the second one I had, I was in like a beach scene, like a beach walkway type thing, you know, like with the sea and all that shit, and like there was loads of bars, right? And as I was walking past, I like kept looking at all the women, but they were all like 60, and I was like, this is shit, right? So I was like walking past, I was like, where are all the fit ones? And some woman like turned around and was like, you're all right, darling, you want a good scene too, or something like along those lines, right?
Want to see it?
Yeah. And I was like, no thanks, love, you're old. And she was like, well, if you change your mind, I'll still be here. And I was like, right, fuck that. So I carried on walking. I was like, where are the fit ones? And I remember going closer to the seafront. There was a well-fit woman. I just grabbed her ass and then I was like, let's go. And then the dream just faded and I woke up. I was like, shit. I was like, a blatant.
Your subconscious is so frigid.
It's like, why? What are you doing? Grabbing my arse.
It's like, nah, you're not having any of that,
it's
boy.
It's like being slapped. Bang. My subconscious is slapping me in the face.
That literally, if you try and get a woman and then the dream ends, that's basically rejection.
No, I grabbed her ass, then I got with her, but nothing else happened. But it was a bit lame. But she was the fitter of the 60. Like, she wasn't 60, she was young, so she was like the only young one on the whole beach.
Your voice you put ages on that made her sound like she was like,
no, that was the other one.
Oh,
that
right,
was the 60-year-old.
I bet when you pinch your ass the dream fade, you're like, I might have to try and get back to that one that was up for it earlier then. She was the only one who was well keen for it.
She was juiced for it, though. She proper turned around and gave me the eye, and I was like, go. Mate, you would not have got with this woman. She had grey hairs, like, not like all over grey. It's like, oh, I've dyed my hair, but you can see the roots. That sort of grey. And I was like, I'm not having any of that. You either upkeep your hair fully brown, or you let it all go grey. Like, you can't be in between. That just shows you're lazy. So,
what do you prefer, though? Grey hair or just bald?
What?
If you had to choose.
Grey or bald? I don't know. Might be quite an experience to get with a bald woman. Just like smooth my hand across her head.
Not like actually physically bald, like shaved with like little bits of grey hair sticking out.
What? You're just making it go so long. We're going to dream this as well. In a couple of days, Smith, we're going to be writing an address.
Yeah, the only problem is I will fuck her and you won't.
And I'll be like, no, love, I'll get with someone else. It's all right. You can have Smith. And when we start sharing dreams, we can wingman it, and I'll take the hot ones, and you can take the 60-year-olds. Deal. Sweet.
All right, I'm keen with that.
Just so up for it, it's outrageous.
I'll shag anything, as long as it's female.
As long as it's female, there you go. What, even a female goat?
Dawn French, if you're listening, or any females out there.
Dawn French.
I'm available.
You can contact Smith on eharmony.com.
I think after hearing my dreams, I think they're going to stay well away.
Well, I'm not so
machine gun firing, flying, fucking maniac.
Well, at least you don't do it in real life. Then you would be a maniac. Right, well,
brilliant.
That was the old the crudeness gun. Well, I say that, but you know it's going to be brought up again. But I thought for a main topic this week.
That wasn't the main topic.
Oh, that was a side note. That was a side dish. Side dish. Here comes the main cut. No, it's not going to be as good as that topic. But we did say that we were going to talk about our friends getting involved in the lucid dreaming, because
oh, this is tasty.
This is quite outrageous, right? We've got. I would say we've got quite a large group of friends. Basically, like a lot. We've got like a lot of guys that like hang out and stuff. And yeah, so like obviously me and Smith, if you can, you must be able to imagine that we literally go on about this all the time. And it must get quite annoying for the people that do not like it. But for the guys who are a little bit open-minded, they've kind of embraced it. Because we go on about it so much, they've literally, you know, started going nuts on it, right? One of them's got ridiculous dream recall, can, like, recall his dreams amazingly.
Beforehand, he couldn't even do it.
No, he didn't even think he had dreams going on. And then you had, like, we've got, like, two other guys that actually got lucid. One of them got more lucid than I had until this week. Which is ridiculous. And all they're doing is listening to the podcast and listening to us talk. So it does prove that, like, you know, as long as your subconscious is hearing it on a regular basis, you will get lucid. So if you are still struggling with it, just keep it up.
Just keep listening to episodes.
Yeah, keep listening to us. You know, check out all the links and stuff we post, because, you know, we're not just posting them because they're random. They will help you because they've helped us. So, you know, our whole aim of this podcast is literally to spread the magic of lucidity, because
yeah, it really does prove anyone can get lucid. Because the guy I like Chris.
Might as well call him Chris. Yeah, it's Chris, our friend.
he got lucid for quite a bit of time, and he wasn't really that set on the idea of lucidity at all. Really, he's heard us go on about and listen to the podcasts, but it really does prove that anyone can get lucid. Yeah. Really, you don't have to be like some mentalist or like have a passion for it. If you've got a slight inkling or someone's been talking about it, and you do, if you do want it, it's there, man. Just take it.
Yeah.
Just take it.
I think we've got another friend as well called Mark. Well, we all call him Hag. But
Hag the Slag?
Yeah, he listens to the podcast every now and then. Obviously, because he's friends with us, you know, he probably wouldn't choose to otherwise. But, you know, it'd be a great test to see if he ever becomes lucid, because he's got no interest in becoming lucid. But he just, like, enjoys listening to us chat shit, basically. But it would be really cool to see if he ever got lucid. Just out of the
blue. Yeah,
that would
be a taste experiment.
Because if he did, then it really proves that just talking about it in an entertaining fashion will, you know, will get people to, you know, awaken. And it will be awesome if that's the case. Because then, you know, the amount of people that... I mean, once he's had one lucid dream, I'm pretty 100% sure he'd be like, right, lads, what's the secret on it?
Right. He's like, I'm going to quit my job. Yeah. I'm just going to get the books and...
Teach it. I'm going to do philosophy and go mental. Like, I really feel that if that ever happened, like, he would go mental. It would be awesome. I'd love to see that happen.
I think society would collapse as we know it if everyone was just so deep into it like we were.
Or like Egypt.
Well, they were more... Well, not now, well,
they
but
lost the
ancient
internet.
Egyptians.
No, I'm talking about now.
Now?
They've literally
but they've
lost.
Got some dictator and he's just a bit...
He's like, no internet for you. No internet for you.
Have they not got internet?
No, they shut it down.
Same as Wales.
Same as Wales, but Wales are just a bit behind the time. Egypt had it, and this bloke was like, no, no more. No more internet. Just...
What? He just took it away?
Yeah, their whole country.
I'd be enough. I'm no wonder they're
enough. Yeah, that's why they're so annoyed, because they can't watch porn. Yeah, that's actually why. Like, if you actually look at the replays, it's hundreds of thousands of people, but it's not actually people. It's just men with boners. Like, please give my porn back.
A massive box of tissues. It's like, we want it back.
I've had enough banging this Arabian wife. It's awful.
Oh dear.
So.
They're just wanking off to pyramids.
I mean, I feel bad enough for them. It's bloody hot out there. They must be so sexually frustrated, and they've got no porn. You know,
the sand.
I do feel really bad for the Egyptians, but hopefully, you know, stuff will sort itself out.
If they took the internet away in the UK, I think the island would just explode.
Well, they couldn't, because so much is invested in it. You know, like economics wise, you know, stocks and stuff like that. Which is why I can't believe that Egypt did it. Surely that they must get some money from it. And oh well, just got to think that we
hope we do hope you get your internet back, Egypt.
Yeah, we do.
Definitely deserve it.
It's kind of like that South Park episode where the internet went down. Have you seen that one?
No.
It's like a giant. It's a giant modem, and then like one of the kids literally just goes to the modem, unplugs it, and plugs it back in, and the internet comes back on. Hopefully your giant Egyptian pyramid modem gets re-plugged in and you get your internet back. That's what I hope. It'd be well funny if that's what happened and like the lights on top of the thing start blinking green. It's like, yes, you have connection. Like, oh my goodness me. So, right, anyway, we better start talking about our Get Lucid 101. Our one last week was a bit lazy, really. We didn't really know what to say, so...
but still important.
It is important, but, we haven't really got much to say about last week's due to the fact that we do it anyway. Like, reality tests in ourselves, you know, not necessarily relying on the physical ones, but, you know, testing to see where you are and all that sort of stuff.
I think you should quickly mention that reality test. You were talking about the doors.
Oh, yeah, no.
If everyone does this...
This is a big shout-out as well. We get a few messages every week from people. It's really nice, you know. And if someone sends us something awesome, we always like to shout out. And there was a guy on YouTube called Conscious. Was his name Conscious Smith?
Yeah, it was like Double O Conscious.
Double O Conscious. He's like some sort of astral James Bond. What's your name? Double O Conscious, motherfucker. Like, he said...
Project into crime scenes. Just solve them.
So what do you want doing, sir? It's like, have sex with this lady and save the world. Lovely. Martini? No. So, but Conscious sent us these wicked links. I tried to watch the first two and I just didn't watch them. Just purely on the fact that I looked at them. I was like, oh, I'm not really into that one. But I probably would really love it. I just couldn't be bothered to spend the time on it. But then I looked at the third one and I was like, oh my goodness, this is like old school VHS quality. This is obviously really interesting. So, because like who would take the time to upload a VHS unless it's badass? Because
it is amazing.
It's such an effort to upload a VHS. Like you have to get it into a converter. But I think
don't get technical.
I think this bloke literally just recorded the TV. He was like, no, fuck it. But yeah, no, you should check it out, right? We'll definitely put this link in our blog. But Conscious sent us it, so thank you very much, sir. That was an awesome shout. Like these videos are wicked, and it's all about the Egyptians and how they perceive like consciousness and life after death. And it does get a bit, you know, intense because it's talking about lucid dreaming as a gateway to like astral projection and the plane of reality and all that sort of stuff.
There's a few parts to it, but it's definitely worth a watch.
It's about an hour's long, but if you if you've got time to listen to the podcast, don't listen to us this week. Go and watch that video. It's probably...
Well, they're basically listening to us now.
Yeah, well, just turn us off now. You know, we'll just end it. I'll roll the credits.
You can see you later. Bye.
No, so, so check that out. We'll put the link up. It's about the Egyptians and how they perceived the afterlife and the Tibetans and all that sort of stuff. So it's a really, really interesting subject. Plus, if we get any response from people listening to it, then we'll talk about the topic next week, but for this week, you know, just listen, watch it. So yeah, reality checks and that. That's where it led into and on one of that video, sorry.
Complete it's an amazing
train
one.
Of thought. A bloke that looks very much so like Father Christmas or in America Santa Claus. So much so. He's a bubbly bloke as well. He did enjoy a good laugh. And he was talking about lucid dreaming, and he said a really good tip was every time you go through a door in real life is to touch the door frame and just question yourself, like, am I in a dream? How did I get here? All the same things that we were saying last week. But he said do it every time you go through a door, because you go through a door, you know, countless times a day.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to remember to do that. I'm actually really struggling with this. I said to myself yesterday, like, whenever I watched the videos, like 3 days ago, I said to myself, like, why haven't I thought of something like this? And I tried to do it. And have you actually tried to do it, Smith? Because it's so hard to remember.
I'm getting a bit better at it.
Yeah, because I'll do it every time I go into my bedroom one, because I kind of approach my bedroom, and my bedroom's, because it's your place, you kind of think of stuff that you do in your room, you know, like cheeky wank, read about lucid dreaming.
Pot noodle.
Yeah, watch TV. you know,
podcast,
your games. So like instantly you're thinking, oh yeah, Lucid Dream, I might read my Lucid Dreamer book. Oh, check for my reality as I walk through the door frame. But, you know, whilst I'm at work or something like that and I go through, I'm like, your mind's so
yeah, you're so that's the thing it teaches you though, to be more aware and question if you're dreaming a lot more.
Yeah, definitely.
And because you go through so many doors in life, you're constantly asking if you're dreaming, and then it will pay off when you're in a dream.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and you'll be machine gun firing, getting wanked off, flying about. You'll love it.
So technically, this is part of our Get Lucid 101 this week, because that is such a good tip, we feel, that we want other people to try it. So every time you go through a door frame or a door, or
ask yourself if you're dreaming.
Ask yourself if you're dreaming. You don't necessarily have to touch it. You don't have to caress the door frame, but just
rub it gently.
Yeah, whisper to it.
Like, so you don't remove the varnish.
Whisper, are you lucid? Are we lucid?
The door frame just answers back,
no, what are you on about? What's lucid? It's like, oh, I'm not, am I? Oh, right, okay, and just carry on. And then you're like, oh, you wake up and you're like, fuck, even the door frame was talking to me, didn't get lucid. That'd be, well, shit. So, yeah, but our other lucid 101 this week, you wanted to do like a little two-parter, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I know most people are probably gonna be like, oh fuck that, I'm not doing that because it sounds a bit lame.
Does it? I thought it sounded all right when you
does it? Oh well, okay, it's a good idea then.
Yeah, I think it is.
Basically, you gotta stick your dick in,
in a toaster
and just question if you're in pain.
Are you dreaming at this point? Don't
no,
do that.
Don't do that. Yeah, don't do that. Awful joke.
I think each week we've given a tip of some sort that would maliciously hurt someone. Please don't take those seriously. That was a definite joke.
Yeah, this week's Lucid 101 is basically sit down in a nice quiet room for 10 to 15 minutes and meditate. But that, you don't have to have these misconceptions of like, that sounds well deep and meaningful and like,
well, you
serious.
Are trying to lucid dream. You are trying to get into your mind. So
yeah,
I think people that are listening to this, you know, generally are going to be open minded enough to know, you know.
Apart from Haggis, who's just going to be like, "Oh fuck that! When is he going to shag Dawn French or
live on air
into a pineapple or something?"
Dawn French live on air from sponsored by eHarmony. Oh my goodness! So, so yeah. Do that.
So basically, Lucid 101 this week is just sit in a quiet room, preferably in the morning hours when you haven't got so much shit on your mind, and just sit down in a quiet room. Make sure you don't get disturbed.
Or your bum knocking on the door going, what are you doing?
You can look on the internet for postures and stuff, but just sit cross-legged with your hands interlocked with your fingers on your lap, back straight, your head slightly bent forward, and just think of nothing and close your eyes. You don't have to, like, clench them tight, just sort of rest them gently and just try and think of nothing for 10 to 15 minutes. And you might even start feeling a slight bit of euphoria or something from it. It's a really cool thing to experience, and it's well worth trying it.
Well, and the reason you're trying to say this is because you're linking it to the
next week's Lucid 101 is to do a wake-induced lucid dream, and for that you have to fall asleep consciously.
Yeah, and
so you have to get in a similar state.
But the thing is, what you were telling me earlier was that this is practice to try and cleanse your mind and keep your mind from drift. You know, well, not necessarily drifting, but from keeping your mind from, you know, filling with thoughts.
All your thoughts
of day-to-day life. Yeah, which is actually ridiculously hard to do.
If you've never done it before, you'll realize how much bullshit is in your head and how much crap is coming in.
I mean, nowadays, like when I first tried to do, you know, lucid dreaming and that, I did try and clear my mind and it just didn't work. Like I'd clear it, think of nothing. Like, obviously you can't think of literally nothing, but like you think of one. I used to concentrate on one thing. Like, I'd repeat, I'm going to be lucid, I'm going to be lucid. And that, in turn, keeps your mind thinking of nothing, right? And then it lets it drift. But now I can think of nothing, and then I just start hearing random voices, like I'm having a conversation. I don't know if you get that.
That's called insanity, mate.
No, it's not like, stupid, you know, kill President Bush. Like, it's not like...
Oh, dear.
It's not stupid stuff like that. It's like a... You know, I'll hear like something that's been said in the past, or like a conversation I've had with someone, It would just, like, and I'll vividly imagine the voice of that person, and then, like, and then it stops, and then I'm like, oh, I've got to stop thinking about that.
You got to stop thinking, and then you're thinking about stop thinking.
Yeah, but that's better than thinking about a conversation. Just think, I've got to stop thinking about something. I've got to stop thinking about something. You're actually stopping thinking. Really.
I find a good tip for this meditative practice is sort of when your eyes are shut, just look into the darkness. And that's it sort of keeps your mind slightly occupied, but there's actually no thought coming.
But the thing is, you're thinking, oh, look into the darkness. I'm going to concentrate on looking in the darkness. Like you can never actually have a blank mind.
Well, yeah, you can.
What you think that like your mind can literally not think of anything at all?
Yeah, that's I've sort of hit that state.
Well, so you've got to the point where you physically are dead in the brain, where it's not thinking of anything.
It's a hard state to explain. But like I've had moments of where it's only for like maybe 30 seconds or less than that, where you just feel completely clear, and there's no thoughts coming in. I can't really explain it. I mean that's my explanation.
Well, the point that I've got to is where I'm like, I'll think of nothing. Like. I won't think of anything in specific, but like I'll know that I'm doing that, if you know what I mean. Like, yeah. I know I'm trying to clear my mind. Like there's because you have to have direction in some sort. Otherwise, you wouldn't be conscious, really, would you? If you couldn't, if you didn't think
you'd
of
just
anything,
be dead.
You would be dead. So like, there's always going to be a thought of some sort, but it's keeping it focused and concentrated, you know, and not drifting off. Really, because when people say, don't think of anything,
fall asleep. You can easily fall asleep, meditate.
So, like when people say, you know, you think of nothing, it's I don't get that. Like, I can't physically not think of something because otherwise I would be dead.
Well, like they use this technique in other meditation where you focus your mind on one thing because then it means it's all the other
things. That's what I was talking about. Like,
the idea is once you get all the other thought forms out of the way and you're focusing on that one thing, the idea is to try and get rid of that one thing you're focusing on.
So you just literally disappear.
You literally just die.
Well, that's kind of weird because that is technically what death is. Like, if there's no life after death, it's not thinking of anything at all. So
maybe we've unraveled the mysterious meditative death.
Oh. I don't know. We're getting a bit deep now, but... That's,
we get too
that's
deep.
What we're trying to do for our
50 meters under the pool. This is
101 is, you know, try and think of nothing and, you know, research a few techniques on meditation and because it does link very well into.
Yeah, it will prepare you for a wake induced lucid dream, basically.
Yeah,
which is good stuff.
Sounds pretty juicy to me.
Rustling papers live on the show.
No,
what are you doing?
I can't help it. I'm trying to find the next bit.
Not a stationery maker.
Oh, there we go. It's on the other side. Jeez. It's all good. I've got it now. Oh, my goodness. Right.
Let's do it.
Question time. We've had a barrage, an absolute artillery strike of questions. It's been quite outrageous this week. I'm loving the comedy questions that are coming through as well. Like, I don't know about you. Have you read any of them?
I did read them.
They are funny. Like we've had a barrage of comedy questions as well as serious ones, which is awesome because that's what we're about, you know, taking the piss out of it all, but at the same time being interested. And you know, it's been quite funny this week reading through them all. I won't go through them all because we literally had loads this week, especially from a bloke called Andy. He went a bit mental.
He loved it.
He went he asked in excess of like 20 questions or something ridiculous. I'm not going to go through them all because that would take a good while. Because I'm sure that we would stray off topic if we started talking about all these questions. But thank you very much everyone for the questions this week.
We
really
love them.
Good.
And keep sending them.
It's really quite funny. Right. So anyway, I'm going to ask. I've got four of Andy's questions in front of me, and then I've got a couple of others from someone else, some other two people, and. Andy says, can you go to the toilet in a lucid dream? And I'm guessing, what are the effects, you know?
What are the effects of having a shit
life?
In a lucid dream?
Yeah. In real life, would it affect you if you actually went to the toilet in a lucid dream?
What, as in?
So if you had a piss in
your
dream.
Oh, I needed a shit, but I'd done it in my dream, so I'm all right.
No. So if you had a piss in your dream,
Yeah.
Would you genuinely piss yourself in real life?
I don't know.
Because I've, you know, I said
I fucked someone in my dream and then I've came.
That has just completely given me the most awful image. So,
I don't think if you did a shit in a, I don't think if you did a shit in a dream you'd wake up.
Are you sure? Are you sure though? Because why not?
Sensation of doing a shit.
I mean, like, you say that, but surely having sex in a dream is going to wake you up as well.
That's an instant like sensation. You don't just instantly fucking shit. Bang!
Blows out like a shotgun bullet. Shotgun shit.
It's a massive machine gun fire of shit.
But to be honest, you know, like, why do people wet the bed otherwise? Surely they must have.
If you're not lucid, well, if you were lucid, I don't think what. If you were like, oh, I'm in a dream, I'm just going to use the toilet.
Yeah, but I, you know, like I said, I had these false awakenings. One of them was that I woke up and I was desperately needing a piss, right? And I was like, oh, got to go for a piss. For some reason in my mind, I thought it was the best idea in the world to have a piss on my sister's mattress.
Love it.
I really thought it would be the best thing ever, like, since sliced good bread. And so like, I walked in and was like, right, I'm just going to go for a piss. She ran upstairs. She heard me go in a room and I was like, oh shit. Did up my zipper. Was like, oh, I better not piss. Like, walked out and like ran into the bathroom and she was like, I gave me the most, like the biggest evil. And I shut the door. I was just about to have a piss. And I woke up. I was like, oh, and I was like, oh my God, my bladder's bulging. I need a real piss.
Yeah, I think the point to where if you actually do need a piss in a dream, you probably would need a piss in real life because there's nothing else to spur it on. I mean, you're not constantly thinking about pissing all day, so it's not exactly on your mind to come up in your dream. But if your bladder's like, fucking hell, I need a piss, then in your dream, you'd be like, right, I need a piss. But obviously, I think that would usually come about in a false awakening because it's the most realistic scene. You'd wake up and you'd be like, oh, I need a piss.
Go and have a piss.
But probably just about when you're going to have a piss or shit.
Well, the funniest...
You'll probably wake up and then be like, fuck!
Well, the funny thing is I was talking to my mate... I was talking to Regan, like our friend Regan, and he said that he's woken up before mid-piss. Like, shit! Shit! Like, and he said he had to clamp his penis. And like, oh, and then he clamp. And then he was stuck with the decision of running upstairs with a clamped penis or just pissing the mattress, just letting it all go.
Oh, don't piss the mattress.
Well, I mean, if you were in that dilemma, what would you do? Because I think I'd just be like, right, I've already pretty much pissed myself.
I'd probably just piss in a pencil case or something, I don't know.
Or a bin, or out the window.
Oh, lovely.
You know, that's better than on your mattress. Well, I mean, you've probably already spilt half a piss on a mattress.
Why not all of it, eh? When
Why
in Rome?
Not? When in
Rome. I think if you were lucid, you wouldn't piss because... I think if you needed a piss and you were lucid, you'd be like, right, I'm going to wake up and actually have a piss. The most likely thing is you'll have a false awakening and go to have a piss. And then when you're about to piss, you'll probably wake up and then be like, shit, leg it.
I think you're a bit right. Unless you've got, you know, explosive diarrhea, you're probably not going to shit yourself in your bed. I mean, maybe a little bit of a, like, maybe a poo nugget comes out, but I don't think you're going to have a proper full-on plop. Like...
You just wake up in a massive, massive pub.
Like you roll over, it's all up the side of your leg. Like, oh, I doubt.
Oh, the funniest thing would be if you actually shat yourself whilst in a dream, but didn't wake up, and then you somehow astrally projected out of your body, looked at your body, and
laughed,
covered in shit, and be like, "Fuck that! I'm not waking up."
Just roam off into the afterlife, like, ooh. Yeah, and like you get to like heaven, and they're like. Oh, you're here a bit premature. Yeah, I just shit myself. I can't be able to deal with that. Like, just at the gates of heaven, like, wee.
Let me in. It's like, at least clean like, yourself off.
Proper at the gates, like, rattling the gates. Like, let me in. I've just shit my pants. Like, I doubt that was going to happen, though.
I doubt they'd even let you in. They'd just be like, oh.
Like, just go straight to hell. But, so he asks, we've pretty much covered that one. He also asked, If you go to school in your dream, would you actually become smarter? And I think I think it was a bit of a comedy question, but really that's actually quite a good question because you've said you've played guitar in your dream, so would you be able to practice and get better? And like you, if you talk to a, if you talk,
that's when I'm lucid. But if I was in a dream state and I was at school, I mean at my school I learnt fuck all. So,
well, you learn how to speak English,
learn how to upload podcasts.
Well, you don't even do it. It's me.
Well, all right. Learn how to join in. That's it. I don't know. Would you? Do you reckon you'd learn?
I think you would, because, you know,
depends who the teacher is.
No, I think it depends on if you remember it or not. Because if you if you've had a lucid dream, you're more likely to remember it anyway. But if you have a normal dream and someone tells you something profound in a dream, you know, I think you do become.
You could learn stuff that way.
But like, do you think you could learn, like, say, you know, this is a bit of a weird example, but say you don't know how to do trigonometry. Like, you've never learned it or heard of it, and then suddenly you've learned it through the power of dreaming. Do you think that's possible?
This is non-lucid.
Or lucid, either, because...
Right, lucidly, you could learn as much stuff as you want, because you've got the power to go and ask questions. Huh?
Even if you've never known it?
Even if you've never known it? That's a good question. I don't know. Well, your subconscious has... Your higher self has information on you that you don't necessarily... aware of, and that could be because you heard it but didn't take it in, or it could be some other higher force at work. But, you know, if there was like this higher force that like was well knowledgeable, I don't think they give you sort of information of like, oh, 2 + 2 = 4. I think they give you more like insightful enlightenment information.
So it's not necessarily like, you know, mathematical
Pythagoras theory or something.
It's more like a better view on life. All right, I see what you mean.
If you were in a dream state and you were literally in a classroom and you were learning stuff and you weren't lucid, you might learn stuff, but it would be absolute bollocks, because think about a dream. It is completely random. And so you could just wake up and be like, oh, I had a teacher rambling on about how to, you know, rip a cake open and put a DVD in the cream sponge filling. That's what I learned. You know, it could be
that is quite a good.
It would be retarded. It wouldn't be like, oh, I woke up.
Yeah, but you might wake up and be like, oh, I know the meaning of life now. It made sense to you somehow.
Yeah.
DVD and the cream.
Oh, what is that? The meaning of life.
Somehow it made sense, and you're like, oh my goodness.
Somehow it made sense.
You're like, maybe, I don't know.
I got out of my entire DVD collection and started baking immediately after that dream.
Got a Pulp Fiction cake. So he also asks. If you swim underwater, do you have to breathe? And I thought, that's quite an easy one to answer. No, you don't have to breathe. Because one of the reality tests that we do is breathing without using your mouth. So same concept, really. And I actually remember having a non-lucid dream where I was underwater getting with a woman. And
You actually got with someone, nice.
Oh, yeah. And it lasted quite a while under the water.
Did you get to wank you off? Or?
No, I wasn't lucid. And I don't think I'd really do that anyway.
Well, the thing is, my scenario...
You're a bit of a randy bastard, whereas I
could feel my dream was fading quickly, and I was like, I ain't got time, so just go on, love.
Well, so, you know, you're a special case.
A bit lazy as well, really. If I'm like that in a lucid dream...
Yeah, you can't even bother to, like, wake up and just have one. Just start doing them in your lucid dreams. That's terrible, you lazy bastard. I've also got another question from him that says, do you have to eat fruit and veg in your dream? And I say, yes, you do still need your astral 5 a day. So there you go. There's 4 of many of Andy's questions answered. So we've got a few. I've got another one from someone called Conscious Soul 8. That was his email address. I'm not going to give you the last bit because, you know, then you'll spam him. But he said, how many lucid dreams is it possible to have during a night? And I don't know the answer, really.
Like, you do dream quite a lot, and I guess if you're skilled enough, you'd be able to get lucid in all of them.
Well, and all your REM. Basically, you dream.
All your REM.
It's kind of. You have to explain REM here, like rapid eye movement. I mean, I know we've talked about it a lot before, but seeing that the question's been asked, we might as well answer it. So, rapid eye movement, you know, is the period of time when you go into dream sleep and your eyes go mental. And you can actually feel that sensation through the wake-induced lucid dream. Like, I've got really good at rapid eye movement for some reason. Like, I can lie down and like just go straight into it. It's really, really strange. But so like your eyes go mental and you go into your dream state, right? And what was the question? Goodness me.
There's how many lucid dreams?
Oh yeah, and basically it happens throughout the night. Normally in an hour and a half separate periods, but as it gets later on in the night, you get more REM periods, there's more of them that come along.
Yeah.
So basically it's limited by how long you sleep for, I guess. Really.
Basically, every time you have a dream, you have a dream during an REM period.
Yeah.
And each time you dream, you have the possibility of getting lucid. And it's just down to your own awareness if you can get lucid. So say you have, I don't know, 5 to 6 dreams a night. And you've been practicing these techniques and you're the tits at lucid dreaming, you'd be able to get lucid in all of them.
Yeah. And also, would you count waking up in a false awakening and then, you know, is that, and then getting lucid in the false awakening? Would you count that as a separate dream?
Don't know. Well, yeah, I guess so. Like, I mean, it is a dream, but it's a fucking short one.
And they're lame as well. They're always annoying. Well, mine are anyway. I never wake up.
Who wants a dream about waking up and having a piss?
Well, it'd be cool if I just woke up and there was a naked woman there, like, hi, and you're like, well, this is a dream, but sweet, like, not, oh, I'm going to piss on my sister's mattress like I did. That was, so yeah, that's kind of how many lucid dreams you can have, I guess.
Yeah, you can have as many as you want, as long as...
It's all limited by your, that's what I think it is, it's limited by your REM, so, yeah. I mean...
Every time you dream, you have the opportunity to become lucid, basically.
Yeah, multiple times as well, if you have a false awakening, so... Could be countless amounts of times.
Get on it.
Right. I think we should start wrapping it all up now, sir, because we've been chatting for way long. So, have you got any
shout-outs?
Any shout-outs this week then, sir?
Loads.
Oh, there you go. Have you actually prepared them this week?
Yep. Oh, got them written down here, scribbled.
That's lovely. Little
Juicy stuff. Webs for hosting. We love you. Thanks very much. Rhys Jones. This bloke knows his stuff. He knows a lot of stuff about lucid dream and astral projection. Check him out on YouTube. His YouTube channel is Rhys Jones 87. And this guy, he does a mass astral projection session where he everyone can
sounds kinky, man.
Get your suspenders out. It's gonna be tasty.
And your gimp masks.
Yeah. he basically has his site set up. And you can log on and you have a webcam and then they do astral projection as a big group. And I think you can, I've not done it yet, but I'm planning to do it this Saturday. It's every Saturday, 10 a.m. PST or 6 p.m. GMT time. And if you go on www.massastralprojectionsessions.com, that is where you can take part in it. So it's definitely worth checking out if you're into that.
And did you say you might try it this Saturday?
Yeah, I'm going to try it.
So if any of our listeners that want to go on and give Smith some support with his with his stuff, please do, because it would be quite funny to see him mass astral project.
I might be working, but I'm going to try it.
Well, if we'll post it on our Twitter or Facebook if Smith's going to go.
Twitter?
Yeah, we've got Twitter.
Oh, tasty.
So if you follow those, just it should be quite funny. I think it'll be quite a funny experience if you go on it, Smith. It will either be amazing or it'll be a massive
letdown.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be good.
It should be good, yeah.
Feeling.
Have you got any other shouts? Yeah.
If you guys can get free material on lucid dreaming, so you don't even have to pay for a book or anything. It's a magazine called Lucid Exchange. It's by Robert Wagner, I think. But to get the free version, you just get signed up and they email it to you.
How'd you get the free version?
If you want it, all you got to do is go on to www.dreaminglucid.com and you can sign up to this magazine. I think it's quarterly or something, and it gets emailed to you.
That's so, actually a really, really good shout out, because...
This one coming up, I got an email about it today, is on healing in a lucid dream. Now, I know you've got loads of misconceptions about this, Joe.
Well...
Like, you basically don't believe it, but it would be an interesting read.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I'm open-minded to it, but I just, any argument that's been said for it so far, I just think it's a bit weird.
He just murdered.
Yeah.
And also, one more shout-out.
All right.
Sean had a little cheeky OBE experience from the Lucidity web saga. So if you want to read about his experience, go on their website. It's www.iiiproductions.com and check that out. And they've got Dream Journals. There's two of mine up there as well.
So I haven't actually submitted any, but I really should, because I've got a million.
Submit them, man.
Yeah, I should do, really.
Your frigid dream journal.
Frigid. If you'd be a colour, you'd be beige. Sorry, that's a ridiculous inside joke. But right, well, I've got a couple shout-outs. I've got, like I said earlier, Conscious, thank you very much for your YouTube contribution. Because
Special Agent.
That Egypt video was awesome, and I definitely would not have found that if it was...
I loved it.
It's got like 400 views, so we wouldn't have found it. But yeah, thank you very much, sir. That was awesome. Keep sending stuff like that over. If you have any questions on that, send them over as well. Also, quite a few people have asked me, even though I've put it in our blog when we had the discussions with Sean and Danny from Lucidity, what the music was at the end of the show for the outro. And I was quite surprised because I have got it on the blog, but it's Danny's actual band, and it's the theme tune to the Lucidity web saga. So I thought I'd better shout that out because people have been asking me. So hopefully you can get some new fans, Danny. Should be cool.
That song is amazing. I love that song.
Yeah, it's awesome. But you can find their whole band they're called Captain Squeegee. Once again, I'll put another link in our thing. But if you can't find that, you can their whole album's on Spotify. So if you've got Spotify, search them. They're an awesome band.
They're the tits.
They really are very talented people. So check that out. And well, that's it for the shout outs, I guess. But
one more shout out. Totally unrelated. I bought Dead Space 2 the other day.
How is that a shout out?
I fucking love that game. It's so good. So shout out to Electronic Arts, EA. We love it.
That's the worst shout out I've ever heard. You've definitely been paid, haven't you, this week?
Nah, it's the tits of a game.
I know, I did like the first one, I just can't bother to play the second one.
I'll get on it.
So, might as well run through how you can contact us and that. So we've got, we've got so many methods, it's ridiculous.
I didn't even know we had a Twitter page.
Yeah, we've got a Twitter page now, I sorted that one out a couple of weeks ago. Right, we've got Facebook, as usual. And also, we have an outrageous amount of listeners each week now, and we've got an outrageous amount of page views on the old Facebook. We've only got like 2 friends, so come and join us. We would love it. We really would love it if you came and joined us on Facebook. You can find us at Get Lucid. If you just search it, we're pretty much the first one because, you know, we are the only one. And you can find us on iTunes again this week, as every week. Our blogspot is getlucidUK.blogspot.com. Make sure you send any emails and that sort of stuff to getluciduk@hotmail.co.uk. That's for questions, you know, responses for the Get Lucid 101s. You know, we've had quite a good response from people, actually. We haven't actually talked about it. I think we might go into it a bit next week, if you want, Smith, about, you know, a few people telling us how they've been getting on, how they've been getting lucid and that sort of stuff. So
I'm keen for that.
Yeah, I'm up for that. We might even be able to get a guest on next week, so should be quite cool. You know, all that sort of stuff. We've also got a really big upcoming project, and we can't really talk too much about it yet because it's still in the works.
It's a bit explicit.
You know, it's just the first stages of it, but you know, there's some big things on the horizon.
There's some big old bit of juice going up.
It's all come from the Get Lucid podcast. So
it's getting steamy.
Yeah, it's getting quite big. It's blowing up. Oh, I'm getting juiced.
I'm juicing up now.
So keep checking our Facebook and that, and our Twitter as well, which is, I think, GetLucidUK as well, @GetLucidUK. So yeah, anything like that. Just a quick reminder of the Get Lucid 101 this week, which is a two-part, which is, one's the door thing, checking every time you go through a door if you're in
every
a dream.
Every time you go through the door.
What was the other one? Oh, meditating. So any
a bit of meditating.
Yeah. Any questions, responses, GetLucidUK@hotmail.co.uk. God.
Fucking hell, these episodes are getting longer and longer.
I know, it's outrageous. So, all right then. Seems that we're all finished. So that's about it then. So thanks everyone for listening, everyone for commenting on all our videos, and
big up to the Egyptians.
Big up to the Egyptians.
We love them.
Both modern day internetless Egyptians and old school Egyptians that were ridiculously clever.
Plug that pyramid in.
Plug it. We'll see you next week anyway. See you later.
Yeah.
Sweet lucid dreams.